Greetings, brethren. Very nice to be here as always. We certainly enjoy everybody at services and, you know, the occasional visitors as well, and we appreciate that very much. Brethren, today I just wanted to very quickly direct your attention to some of the things that have been talked about in the church in our era, we could say. Because we see, brethren, that the perspective of the church in many times has been spot on. Now, we don't claim to be a church that has a prophet among us. Mr. Weston doesn't claim to be a prophet, nor did Mr. Meredith, nor did Mr. Armstrong. But the understanding of prophecy, brethren, comes directly from the Bible. And what we try to do is to really gain the biblical perspective. And that's what the church has done over the preceding decades and will continue to do, brethren, right up until the time of Christ's return. But as we speak, we probably crossed a major threshold in prophecy just yesterday. For those who are watching, you are aware, brethren, of the Brexit circumstance that has taken place. Brexit symbolizing the exiting of Britain from the European Union. What does that mean, brethren? Where does that lead? Why is it important? For those who have been around for a while, they noted the fact that the church oftentimes, and still has been, predicting the fact that Britain would not be a part of the fledgling beast as it comes together over in Europe, that it would be very hard to see how, prophetically speaking, Britain, as an Israelite nation, could possibly be part of the beast. And so we felt very strongly that it would exit. A lot of people poo-pooed that idea, and they say, well, they'll never exit. And it's interesting to note, brethren, that of all the 27 nations that, or 28 nations, I guess, including Britain, that had been a part of the European Union, nobody had ever left. It's sort of like an administrative albatross that swallows up the various countries and pulls them in, and nobody has ever left, and they didn't think anybody ever would because of the controls that are in place over there. And it's a very undemocratic institution, as people have noted, that actually Brexit is an attempt by the British people to reclaim their sovereignty, because they don't want to be a part of something that swallows up their identity as a nation. And that's what they felt very strongly they were losing. And so there's dancing in the street. They consider this to be a national day of celebration. There's talk that January the 31st will become an annual day of celebration going forward. It's kind of interesting. But what most people don't realize, brethren, it is one more example of prophecy being fulfilled as we go forward. Now, I want to go very quickly, brethren. I do have a little bit of time to just quickly draw your attention to Daniel, the fourth chapter, and verse 14 through 17. I can't read all of this because we just simply don't have the time. But what I want to do is to point out a period of time that is referenced here, because it says in verse 15, actually in verse 14, an angel said, cut down the tree, representing Nebuchadnezzar, who represented typically the Babylonian Empire through succeeding manifestations of it. And so he was told to cut down the tree and to leave a stump, verse 15, in the ground, in the earth. And that stump would remain secure with an iron band around it. and probably looking to the future when ultimately that ban would be taken away and it would start to sprout again and start to build back into a powerful end time manifestation of the Babylonian system and certainly the beast power, as so many prophecies show. Now, I want to give you a couple of things here to just of interest, brethren, because the seven times can be understood to be seven prophetic times, which I'm not going to go into the details, which if you understand, amounts to 2,520 years. Now, a lot of people have taken note of this interesting prophecy because it correlates with a lot of other ones that say basically the same thing. You put it all together, the picture becomes very clear because all these prophecies are hitting it from different directions and saying basically the same thing. And that same thing, brethren, is that Babylon, the first manifestation of this massive beast power, Babylon fell in 539 BC. And so what possibly could the seven times be talking about? Well, we think, the church has thought, and for good reason, that this could very well be talking about 2,520 years. Now, if you count forward from 539 BC, you come up to the date 1982. And generally speaking, the fall of 1982. Is there anything significant that happened at that point in time? Well, we can look at a few things that may be significant. They seem to be significant looking back in hindsight, brethren, because a lot of times prophetic understanding of this type, you see it after the fact because it starts to really fit. Now, here is a couple of things that happened in October of 1982. A gentleman known as Helmut Schmidt, who was the Chancellor of Germany, of West Germany at the time of the Social Democrats, his government fell from a no-confidence vote. But I'm not making this stuff up myself because I'm quoting Mr. Mario Hernandez. And I'm also quoting some of the articles that were written, have been written in the church. One would be one written in November 2014 by Wilmer Bomer. And he is one of our writers in the Tomorrow's World magazine. The title of that article was The Fall of the Berlin Wall, Bible Prophecy in the Hand of God. And by the way, brethren, I need to give you the title. The title simply is Prophecy Comes Alive. Prophecy Comes Alive. So we go through a couple of events that took place. October 1982, Helmut Schmidt's Social Democratic government or coalition fell from a no-confidence vote. A gentleman was able to come to power at that point in time to take over the chancellorship of Germany. His name was Helmut Kohl. And he, brethren, was a real driving force for the building up of a European combine. And Mr. Armstrong considered that, you know, it ultimately would be referred to as a United States of Europe, which the European Union certainly has taken on very much of that. It's a very, very compacting force pulling together, trying to develop a national identity and so on, pulling down barriers that have existed between nations and sort of submersing the national identities of various nations. That's why Britain want to get out, because they say, we're British. We don't want this. We want to retain our identity. Which, brethren, when you understand human nature and the way we are wired, God sort of said, you know, we want people to have their own identities, their own cultural identities, and to be able to flourish with that, because God does not expect us to be all yellow pencils, robots, you know, all identical and all the rest of it. He loves variety. That's why he created the races. Very important. So again, he was a driving force and became known as the father of German unity and European integration. And he took that combine, that original economic union, to a very high threshold of what we see today, where it is actually bordering on a massive super state, the European Union and the Euro currency. Now, listen to this, brethren. This is what the Pope said 1 month later concerning the situation. He said, In a speech, November the 10th, 1982, he said, "Discover your roots, discover your origins, give life to your roots." And interesting, was he talking about the ancient tree talked about in Daniel, the fourth chapter? I mean, we speculate, we ask the question, and it is interesting to use those exact terms. 7 years later, the Berlin fell on November the 10th, 1982, and of course that brought about another biblical understanding of prophecy that we understood, that there was going to be a coming together of East and Western Europe, so that eventually the ultimate outcome would be 10 nations, and we haven't seen that yet, so we're still butting up to that. And this Brexit thing could well be a trigger, brethren. It really and truly could. Now, I wanted to just focus your attention on that, brethren, because we do need to watch. We do need to be aware. Don't be afraid, brethren, of prophecy. It's a major part of the Bible. We need to strive to understand it, brethren, and strive to get it right, as the church really and truly does. And I don't think the church at any one point in time says we know it all. And we don't. But we strive to understand. And you only do it, brethren, by really digging into it. So I want to, in closing, where does this all lead? Very quickly, in closing, brethren, go to Hosea, the 10th chapter. And it's interesting, brethren, the book of Hosea has been known as a book directed directly to the nation of Israel, of Ephraim, of what we come to know as the former British Empire. And it's talking specifically about the Ephraimites and their condition. What would happen? Now, that Brexit thing, brethren, it was not the fact that they were going to stay in Europe, but Europe is ultimately going to come and enslave the Western nations, as we know prophecy will take place. So in closing, brethren, where does it all lead? In the 12th verse of Hosea 10, it says here, this whole thing, brethren, where does it point? What is God's purpose? What is it anyways? His purpose, brethren, is to bring people to a point where they can repent. That's what it is. That's the whole purpose of this whole exercise. He says here, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Bring mankind to a point where they can do that. Bring the British people to the point where they can do that. Bring humanity to the point where they can do that. That's the point, brethren. That's what God is doing. That is his great purpose. It says here, reap in mercy. There is a change coming, brethren. There's a world government that is coming. And it will correct all the wrongs, brethren. We need to pray, thy kingdom come. But brethren, don't be afraid of prophecy. It's a roadmap to the future with a wonderful outcome ultimately, brethren. Well, God will again bring salvation to this world.